From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is March 3rd, 2026. Here are your top local stories. Opening statements begin today in the federal antitrust trial against Live Nation, one of the largest entertainment companies in the world. In a New York City courtroom, prosecutors are expected to argue that Live Nation and its subsidiary Ticketmaster engaged in anti-competitive practices that harmed musicians, venues, and ticket buyers. The trial stems from a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice in 2024, though calls for reform in the ticketing industry have been building for years. In 2022, chaotic ticket sales for Taylor Swift's Blockbuster Eras Tour, marked by high prices, long wait times, and a crashing platform, sparked outcry from the singer and legal action from coalitions of fans. In recent years, artists including The Cure and Olivia Dean have also criticized Live Nation and Ticketmaster over pricing models and pushed for partial refunds for fans. Despite repeated attempts by Live Nation to dismiss the case, U.S. District Judge Arun Subramanian ruled the trial would proceed. Read the full story by NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento at knpr.org. State gaming regulators can block prediction platforms in Nevada after a federal judge sent two cases back to state district court in Carson City. Companies including Kalshi and Polymarket argued they operate under federal rules and that the cases should be heard in federal court. The judge ruled Nevada and other states can retain regulatory authority despite that argument. The state has already issued a temporary restraining order against Polymarket, preventing it from operating in Nevada. Kalshi is likely to face similar restrictions. Time is running out. The 2026 Focus on Nevada Photo Contest closes March 8th. Whether you're a first-time photographer or a seasoned pro, we want your best shot of the Silver State. You could win a Nikon Z5 II FX mirrorless camera and other prizes from BNC Camera, and see your work published in Desert Companion. Enter today at knpr.org. The Southern Nevada Health District will open its annual pop-up produce stands starting today, March 3rd. The stands are located at the Bonneville Transit Center and operate from noon to 3 p.m. on the first and second Tuesdays of the month. In addition to traditional payment methods, shoppers can use SNAP and EBT funds. About 16% of Clark County residents were considered food insecure in 2023. Last year, the stands distributed more than 1,000 pounds of fresh produce to the community at reduced prices. Modern drones map farmland, inspect power lines, and help fight wildfires across the Mountain West. Nationwide, the drone industry employs more than 100,000 people, and demand for trained pilots continues to grow. Inside a gym at the Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows in Reno, that workforce pipeline is taking shape. A small drone zips under a pink arch, darts through a green hoop, wobbles, then settles onto a purple landing pad. The staff members celebrate. They're the ones learning this week, not the kids. The club partnered with researchers from the Desert Research Institute to host a multi-day drone certification training. The goal is to equip employees with the skills to bring aviation technology, coding, and flight safety lessons directly to students. Hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel at knpr.org. Search for Bobby or Renee Peoples on Tubi, and more than 20 feature films appear. Most released within the past 5 years, the married couple may be among the most prolific filmmakers in Las Vegas, finding success in free streaming. With titles such as Blood Pact, Mistress for Hire, and Memoirs of a Vixen, their dramas and psychological thrillers attract viewers with stories of betrayal, murder, and intrigue. The Peoples moved to Las Vegas from Atlanta in June 2020. Already established professionals, they say the move sharpened their focus. Bobby cites low-budget film producers Lloyd Kaufman and Roger Corman as inspirations, describing their approach as similarly scrappy and tenacious. Read the full story by Josh Bell in the spring issue of Desert Companion, available now. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.